Are we holding with a second? I think we're holding with a second paragraph, right? By Perakamet Brachos.
Perakamet Brachos.
Okay, good. Amar Pchia Mishmei De Ula Godel Hanene Migi Akapa Yosim Yoy Shemayim. So he says that Godel Hanene Migi Akapa Yosim Yoy Shemayim, which is strange, kind of a very, very strange Shaychus anyway, as if there's some sort of contradiction or some issue. But he says, what's the raya? The ilu b'nene megi kapo iksiv asherah v'toivloch asherah b'olam hazot olam haba. So somebody who's nene gias kapayim has two separate brachas. There's an asherah olam hazah, and there's a toivloch olam haba. V'ilu b'yirei shemayim iksiv asher ishri Hashem atkan. But shemayim only says asher ishri Hashem. So it says, "V'loma nema b'misha nene megia kapa yashrecha b'ilum hazatel gom haba." Why is it like that? In other words, what are the two inyanim that one is yashrecha b'ilum hazatel gom haba? Upirish dov azeh ki a nene megia kapa she maisi yodov v'daylo b'mesha eshloi v'zeo midas heistapkus kim loy mistapik mi atzmo loy a nene megia kapa ki a chose tamid. Okay, so let's first of all describe a little bit what's going into his answer. First of all, when we speak about the Yigi Kapayim versus Yirei Shemayim, we're talking on a few different levels. And a Yirei Shemayim is somebody who sees it, who sees that everything is coming min Hashemayim, which is wonderful. So a Yirei Shemayim is somebody that sees and understands that everything comes from Hashem, and that's a very good madrega. A Yigi Kapayim sees it as coming from himself, meaning let's look at the picture. A person who comes, who's Yirei Shemayim, says, "I'm missing X, Y, and Z. I trust HaKadosh Baruch Hu will give it to me, and if HaKadosh Baruch Hu doesn't give it to me, then he knows what he's doing, and that's all for the best," and so on and so forth. A Yigi Kapayim means that he says, "Whatever I have is that which I need." So it's one step further, really, the Yirei Shemayim. It means that a person who is a quote unquote self made man, and you know, the Kadosh Baruch Hu is not the picture, is certainly not an Ishmael. We're not coming to Meshabeach that person. We are coming to Meshabeach the person whose own sense of things is that everything is really within himself. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has put it in myself, and therefore it's going to I don't need anything that comes from the outside. So it's certainly HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu put it in me, and I just need to develop it properly. That's called, he says, Midas Heistapkus. Midas Heistapkus doesn't mean making do with a little. Midas Estapkus means making do with that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was sipek tzorcheinu. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has already given us the needs that we have, the needs that have already been taken care of. So it's a very, very different midah, that midah. And that's what we're talking about of a Nene Yigi Kapayim. So he says, "Alkshu nene migia kapov mistapik bevadei be'atzma be'inuchase." Ripnei ze nemo lo b'asher b'olam hazer v'olam haba. Ki lo odom ki moizev roi lov ha-metzius b'yoyse, nei shubriya b'li chesaret. She kol ha-she'ine mistapik be'atzmoi, hu moire al briya chaser v'amiyut ha-metzius, she'ine mistapik be'atzma v'uchase. So he says, if something is not independent, if something cannot survive within itself, then it's not that it's really a bria chasera. It's not something that you can say has a real metzias. When we term HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the ultimate Metzias of Havaya, we describe it, the Rambam describes it in terms of self-sufficiency. The Rambam in Yisori HaTorah, when he's trying to describe HaKadosh Baruch Hu as being the belief in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the only reality, the only Metzias, his in Halacha Beis, his description of that state is that were the entire world to disappear, HaKadosh Baruch Hu would not in any way be diminished by it. And the flip side is, were HaKadosh Baruch Hu disappeared, nothing else would exist, period. So that means that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is totally self-sufficient. He is not dependent on anything outside. That's a real Metzias. Something which is dependent on something else is not a real Metzias. Children are called in the Lashon HaPasuk are called Taf, because Miloshon Tafel, they sort of are adjuncts. They don't have what it takes to survive on their own. Gadol b'samach hashulchan aviv is called a katan, because again he cannot survive on his own. So the metzias of something which can survive on its own is more of a chiyus. Let's give another example in the physical world. What is called a living entity? So, down to bacteria, hakol moedim, it's living. A virus presents a problem, because a virus engages in basically all the activities one would consider as defining life, except, and this is the critical piece, it doesn't survive on its own. It needs to... It needs to be part of another living organism, as opposed to a carnivorous animal. A lion lives by himself. It just every so often needs a meal, and he needs to latch onto some other animal. But he will still be alive for quite a while. He has a gas tank that has to be filled. But a virus only works when it's plugged in. So only when it's part of a living entity does it come to life. And that's why it's very not clear if that should be considered a form of a living being or not a living being. So at any rate, definition of something living, something existing in a full sense of the word, of avaya, is a certain self-sufficiency. It's interesting. The Ramchal on Derech Hashem writes that the reason why HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us the entire system of Torah and mitzvahs and reward and so on was so that we in turn become like HaKadosh Baruch Hu, in the sense that we earn our own existence by the fact that it is our own mitzvahs and Torah mitzvahs that enable us, that give us the merit to live, means in some small degree, in some perspective, we are self-sufficient. That's the metzias of having the world of bechira and Torah mitzvahs, etc. So it says like this: So for this person, his metzias in olam hazeh in itself is something that is a viable metzias. For the person who sees everything come from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba are really one and the same. I am told HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there are two phases. for somebody who is nene migekapov, Olam Hazeh, in his stay in Olam Hazeh, is understood, is perceived as being self-justified. Uklala dava v'kasha uberya shenichaser v'atzon liyachasa lomer Olam Hazeh v'mahava. Areisha ma'ibne yir osay ein ze mistapik v'atzmoy rak tamed yore bule yechter. Av kidava ziyar shemayim v'kom kolom tuch oloyma shu sholem So the Yirei Shemayim, whose focus is on that which he is missing, so his perception is the person who is not a Shalim. So it's very interesting. Both these people look at themselves. The Gika Payim focuses on that which he has to accomplish, that which he has in himself to accomplish. The Yirei Shemayim focuses on that which is lacking, and this obviously we're talking about Ruchnius and so on, and there is an advantage to the one who is the Gei Kapayim person. Uklala Dobe, Kasha Huberia Shein Chaser Batzen Yechosu L'Mazam Haba Yishmayim Nesh Yosso is so on. V'ze Af Ki Yesh Yirei Shemayim Gav Ki Yishchar Bo L'Mazam Haba Sud Yirei Shemayim Aschar L'Mazam Haba. You know, let's not make any mistakes. Mikomukam schorish olam hazel olam haba nichlu shnei b'lashon asher, but it's really one and the same. Ve'ne doim l'mishenene meigia kapoy, ki malosu miyuchud b'olam hazef ne'atzo olam haba ne'atzmoi, ki fimash olam hazek fimash olam haba. In other words, he has a mitzias olam haba because olam haba is because we have a mitzias. He has a mitzias olam hazef because he's a yigi kapay. He adds another point. If I'm telling you that the person has Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba to its fullest, then each one is a separate entity. I can't put it together. Masha Ein Kein, if I don't have it to its fullest, I can put it together. Let's illustrate what I mean. If a person goes out, if our topic of conversation is what is, you're living alone. Where do you eat? Where do you eat supper? And your response is, you know, there's a whole bunch of restaurants downstairs. There's a Chinese restaurant. There's a Japanese restaurant. There's an Italian restaurant. You know, there are plenty of places where I can get food and so on and so forth. So, in that answer, I can include all the different restaurants that are downstairs, and it makes a lot of sense. If I ask you, describe to me, the extraordinary nuances of a fine restaurant, so you're going to say, well, there are two that I can think of. Let me describe to you the Italian restaurant. Now let me describe to you what's unique about Chinese food. I can't put them together because I'm not talking about eating. I'm talking about a particular entity. For the person who is on the lower darga, the nesina and olam hazeh olam haba is fairly alike. You know, it's all about getting what you need from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and that's that. For a person who's on a higher darga, the etzem. The panemius of it, the schar of Olam Hazeh as Olam Hazeh and Olam Haba as Olam Haba are different. The person who is not the Yigi Kapayim doesn't have the hair of the panim of Olam Hazeh. He just has a general sense of schar. I'm doing right. I am sort of bow to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. and therefore there's no difference in this world and the world to come. It's all a schar of Olam Haba. Masha Einkein, the person who does have that sense, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, who has that sense of being Yigei Kapayim, means I am mining Olam Hazeh for what it has to offer, and therefore it is different and it's Mechulakim. So certainly he doesn't have the Ikar Olam Hazeh and Ikar Olam Haba. He just sees them both as, you know, gifts to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Now he goes back, and how come he uses a different lashon of Ashrecha v'olam hazeh to v'olam haba. So he says that the word Ashrecha means, I mean, it's translated, the word Ashrecha is translated as fortunate. It's not really a good translation in this sense. Aral many times gives the following translation. Ashrecha means it is something which is validated. Like, the word Ashrata the Daini means a kiyum shtaris, a validation of a shtar. If modern Ivrit, Ishur is a pass, a validation, and Le Asher is to validate, to approve. So he says, so Ashrei is a lashon of strengthening something and sort of saying, yes, it is good. It means as follows. When you need to validate a document, there are two implied things with that. One is, it's a type of document or situation that can be forged. Two, that this happens to be good. So in Olam Hazeh, where things can go awry and things can go wrong, when it's good, that's called Asher. The Tov is Niskayim over there. Masha'in Kane in Olam Haba, it's just pure Tov. It's not remedial in any sense of the word. There's nothing strengthening or anything. It's just Ashrecha. It's just Tov Lecha. And Masha'in Kane in the Yirei Shemayim, we use the term Ashrecha in the sense of just a generic term for them both. The fact that we don't distinguish, I guess, means that there's no special no significant difference, and it's all called Asher. Why isn't it all called Tov? I'm not sure. But in the Yigei Kapayim, where we're trying to make an effort to express the distinction, here we say that in this world it's Ashrecha, because at the end of the day, it's sort of when a person is working and producing, it is a confirmation of the self. I'm doing enough Torah mitzvahs to support myself, to validate my existence. So the Tov is called Ashrei, and in Olam Haba, where the Tov stands by itself, it's called Tov. That's the end of his first point about it. And now he picks up and he says the second point. Begam teida kizeh etzem Olam Haba. Really, this is what Olam Haba is all about. Ki ein Olam Haba rak she'ein mekabim zulosei. Olam Haba means he doesn't receive from anyone else. Ki hisbaya pamim harbe ki ein mekabel rak achayme. Ve'il b'olam haba shalom gashme ein mekabel shalom. So, since in this world, since Nitzina is always shaykh to chayme, we've spoken about this, so in Olam Haba there's no mokum, for the kicha. The person has to be Chomri is something which absorbs Tzura on it and so on. Olam Haba is no such mitzvah of a makabel. It's you either are it or you're not it. So it's like Moshe Ma'adav Adayma. In this world, you can take pieces of wood and make them into triangles and circles and so on, and the world to come, they are what they are. There's a frozenness to it, and it is exactly what it is. It's not mekabel any tzura. Ulefikoch olav nem ashrech b'olam hazatoch olam haba, ki yesh le midash olam haba. He has a midah itself that is royu for olam haba. It's a certain more ruchniistic midah. The midah of absorbing is an olam hazatik midah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mashpia, and we absorb it all. We're not real noisim. We're noisim in a certain context, but not in the ultimate context. He says a deeper point that a person who's nenem gei kapov can bring him to Avos Hashem. Kimi shenas matana leechad va'oisem matana huva mekabel b'yoisa. So, if a person is nene migir kapayim, so first he says, if you give somebody a matana that the person likes, you certainly will very much like the person that gave you that matana. So he says like this: the person who is a nene miyigir kapov. So the person, he's now focusing on the word nene. In other words, that the person himself, I don't know the right word to say, enjoys the fact or thrives on the fact that he lives on his own. So it means the person perceives his life positively. The person who is not a nene gei kapov, so he's jealous of the other and feels he doesn't have what the other has or thinks he has. So now I'm an unhappy camper, and I can't not say that the media that suffuses me is Ava. I have a negative impact. I say, I'm Matzdegos Adin. I don't have what X has, I don't have what Y has, I don't have what Z has, and so on. If, however, I understand on the other hand, if I see the shlemus within myself, what am I supposed to be? I'm supposed to be what I think is me, really. Then I'll be very happy with that. And if I'm very happy with that, a positive person's attitude to HaKadosh Baruch Hu is positive. If my life is filled with simcha and I believe in HaKadosh Baruch Hu, then then my relationship is one of Ava. If I have a wretched life and I believe it's HaKadosh Baruch Hu, I may be matzik osadin, but it's not going to go well in Ava. It's nearer. I'm going to say to myself, oh my gosh, well, HaKadosh Baruch Hu can move mountains, break hills, and whatever it is, and I need to do what's right because who knows what, and so on and so forth. There's no Ava coming from there. And since Ava is Haidang in Yira, he wouldn't have it. So he's saying here a really, really fascinating thing. And this is, by the way, I guess we'll go off tangent, a drop off topic, a drop. But one of the reasons why, if you mechanech children very strictly, too strictly would be the right word for it, because it could be very different madrigas that are appropriate. But let's say a person makes it, if the kid, if a child is generally in a mode of being castigated and whatever it is, and associated and all sorts of things like that, that's what the kid is normally doing, is what's happening to him. The bitterness and the pain that he feels at getting the the chewed out or whatever it is, he will express it in terms of negativity towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He will say to himself, well, it's Hashem who said you must sit and learn. It's Hashem who gave me a brain with an IQ of 80. And it's Hashem who's trying to push me to learn all day when I can't do it. So at that stage, there's only bitterness. And he may acknowledge HaKadosh Baruch Hu, may say, okay, HaKadosh Baruch Hu knows best, or what can you do? HaKadosh Baruch Hu is a tough guy, and I guess I can't help it, and so on. That's usually counterproductive. If there is a bitterness, upset, humiliation, hatred associated with the Yiddishkeit, then it's all going to end up on HaKadosh Baruch Hu's lap, so to speak. He's the one who's going to suffer from it, because at the end of the day, his feelings are going to be against the HaKadosh Baruch Hu. A person whose life is a happy life, the person says, Baruch Hashem, I've been able to accomplish what I've set out to accomplish, what I want to accomplish, and thank God. So then his feeling to the HaKadosh Baruch Hu is one of Ahava. If a person does it because what can you do? This HaKadosh Baruch Hu demands, and we have no choice, and so on and so forth. That's not going. So that will be molded yira, which is fine, but it's certainly not the darga vava. So the person misha oyev nena megi kapi efshish leyav shem ispar gadshasim. Person is nena from it. It certainly is. It certainly expresses up to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. This, by the way, is one of the reasons why it's important when you're looking for a yeshiva to send a child to. Happiness, wherever it is that he is paramount in importance, because the happiness that he has there will express itself in the happiness towards everything. A positive person sees everything positive, and his relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu will be positive. If he's negative, if there's a lot of hurt or pain or whatever it is, then that's what he'll think of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and so on. Okay, val zeh nene, am a godla nene megi kapo mishesh lemidas ava min yira lefi sheyesh lemidas ava min yoy shemayim she'en rak midas hayira. So he says the godel of the Yirei Shemayim is that he has the mid of Ava, which is bigger than the mid of Yira, which the other one has. Okay, so the mahalach that he says over here is that Yigikapayim is a mid that is extremely rare in Olam Hazeh. In Olam Hazeh, we be'etzim are sort of takers, so to speak. That's who we are. This midah would be, I guess, it's a midah that I guess sort of approximates HaKadosh Baruch Hu, or I don't know, maybe say it a little differently. It's a midah that reflects a core value of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the midah of his status, meaning you are self-contained, you don't need anything to validate you. So for the person who is a in terms of tchunas nefesh midas, a person who is constantly looking outside of his dalalamas, he's looking to see in every area how does the wealthier half live, what are the big masmidim learning, and so on. That person, he's a real nut. He's got a problem. He's a real nut. Sameach b'chalkai. But the person who has the sense of it, that listen, this is me, and this is the best I could do, and therefore it's very good. That person has simcha and simcha chaim. And his attitude towards HaKadosh Baruch Hu is very much the same.
Sorry, a quick question. How does that fit in with Haloimed Mikol Adam?
Well, loymid mikol adam means not that I wish I were him, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu, just like I have to look for a Rebbe to learn from, the self-sufficiency means that when I do what I'm doing, whatever comes out, if I learn the Yigiyah and I do what I'm supposed to do, I will attain the knowledge and understanding that I'm supposed to. The fact that I don't have a great head, the fact that I had a late start, the fact, whatever it is, that's not going to make, that's so fine. This is what I came into the world with. This is what HaKadosh Baruch Hu has for me, and I'm fine with it. The learning column is part of that process. Just like I came to Simei Bechal and say, well, I don't have tefillin. The learning column says every person has what to teach. HaKadosh Baruch Hu populated the world with beings that express some part of it, and part of what I can attain is by going out learning from everyone. But when you go and you look at somebody and say, oh, this guy, he remembers something, he has forgotten memory after once, that's terrible, why can't I be like that, and so on, that person is not mistapik b'muat. He's not self-sufficient. His needs are the needs of the other. It's not that he's using his abilities to develop his abilities. So the same thing, let's take his parnasa. I plow my fields, I do what responsible people do, whatever comes, I'm happy with it. But I don't sit back and just let it not do anything. Whatever it is that I can do, I'm mechuyev to do. But that it's measured, if I feel that I really learned well this week, and I only boosted my learning by X percent because I'm slow, or I have teared, or whatever it is, I should be as sameach with that as the person who aced it and did who knows what. But that's all mikoyach that our HaKadosh Baruch Hu wants from each one of us is independent of the other person. There's no place where they come together, really. And therefore, this is my chelik, this is your chelik, this is his chelik. And maybe my chelik is to study under great difficulties and know a little less, or know little, and this other person's job is to learn a phenomenal amount, and he has what's needed for it. There's no way in which I could possibly know that. So learning from others is part of the activity. It's part of the activity of learning. And I guess what you say is also almost paradoxical. I say I don't know everything, I need to learn from him. But that mice of learning from him, and whatever, however it'll help me, that goes into what my ability to learn are. HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave me X brains, Y rebeim, Z chaverim, and it's my job to make use of it. Okay, so he says, let's see one more piece here. Midas zois ki midas istapkus. Or yom yuchad ba'avrom. Shalom midas istapkus. So reitzel kavu shum dova, afke reil ole kavu kashitza amlochem shem mechut ha-sechnal, yimek kol ha-shelcha. So Avraham Avinu is a sort of paradigm of Histapkus. The fact that he told the Anshei Sdom that he doesn't care to take anything from them and so on, except for Advar Shech Manorim and so on. So it's just like this. It's not only Avram the Mikra. It's something that is kosher to Avram as the beginning of Klal Yisrael. If Avram is the starting point. Avram is in the Kudah where everything goes out. If it's dependent, it's not the first Nekudah, because that's dependent on something else. If I say I have a new proof for X, Y, Z, if I need to use some of the old formulas, it's not new anymore. I'm actually using someone else's, I'm adding to it, but I can't see myself as a clean break, as a scholar chadasha. In Avraham Avinu, the Rambam says that it says when he was 3 years old, he started to discard Avodah Zarah. Hashem Baruch Hu revealed himself to him at three, whatever. So the what's unique about the number three is that was the time when children were nigmal from their mothers. So at the age of three, when so the Rambam says that this Eisel Zeriyah Mishayit, he said until he was nigmal, because as long as he was attached to his parents, he couldn't become his chachos. He couldn't become the beginner of something. He could have become a better version, could have become a very big tzaddik, wonderful things. But Avram really is the beginning. Avram doesn't have a father in terms of our remembering. We don't remember Zayde Terach. Zayde Terach is gone. We remember Zayde Avram. Avram starts from Avram. The midah that's crucial to being that way is the midah of istakus. It's very interesting. I think I might have said it last time. The Breuer has a sefer called Nachliel, where he describes his shittas and so on. And he wasn't a member of Aguda until he came back to Israel, and then he had out and he made pie and so on. But he has a very, very strong argument to the people of the Eidah Chvedis. And he says, you fellows claim that you want to be independent, and that to be independent is the most valuable asset in the face of the Zionists who are trying to make you not firm, and so on and so forth. He said, and you're saying it's like my grandfather who wanted to be independent of the other community. He said, pray tell me, in what way are you independent? Yes, you have your own shechita and you have your own beis hakvaros, but that's it. If you need a doctor, you need to run to them. If you need an engineer, you need to go to them. Your life is the most dependent life. We, the Shittar and the Heretz, can be potentially independent. We can have our own society and be independent. Avraham Avinu had to be a mestatik b'mur, meaning totally self-sufficient, and therefore he did not want to take from stone and so on, because it would have compromised his ability to bring about a new chiddush in the world, to bring about emuna. So long as he's dependent on something, then he's not Avraham Avinu. So that's why he was so careful not to accept Nechut HaTzrich Nal, because he did not want to have this problem.
So just on that point, yeah. But it was his. He was Kavish, he conquered it, it was his.
But you see, as far as the Rechush goes, the idea that you're right, it's a high Madrega. It's technically his, but people will say, okay, you know, at the end of the day, what you have is because you couldn't live on what you made yourself. Even in having yourself, there's a difference in Madrega if you produced it yourself, that it's really comfort inside, or if you're Kavish it, which is also makes it yours, but it's of a different nature in terms of the level of being self. Okay. So, good Shabbos.
So, same time next week, hopefully.
Okay.
Okay, have a good Shabbos. Bye.